Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some wheat news and garden information and remind everyone what's on our extension calendar, like the next Master Gardener and Friends educational meeting coming April 23rd. But first, the month of April is National Safe Digging Month. If you are planning to build a new project, start a new task underground, like a new fence or even planting a tree, it is important to call 811 3 days before you start your project. It is free and safe, but it is also part of the law. Call 811 before you dig. In my wheat news, now's the time to check the fields for wheat viruses. It's the time of year when the wheat diseases are rearing their ugly heads in Kansas. A couple of viruses have been confirmed in several Kansas counties already this spring, and with the widespread prevalence of wheat streak mosaic complex last season, coupled with the warm conditions last fall, that suggests we might be in for another year of high levels for this disease. The best management strategy for wheat streak mosaic is to destroy volunteer weed immediately after harvest and within 2 weeks of fall planting. And wheat farmers, remember to mark your calendar for May 16th for the McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour, starting in Marquette, visiting Mound Ridge, and ending in Inman. In my garden news, April is the perfect month for garden cleanup, soil preparation, and early planting. One can plant a variety of flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Having an April garden checklist will help you stay organized and set your garden up for success throughout the season. It prevents common gardening mistakes like poor soil health, overcrowding, and inconsistent watering. By following a step-by-step plan, you'll create the ideal environment for healthy plants, strong root systems, and bountiful yields. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned gardener, a garden checklist is your key to success. Prepare your soil. Healthy soil is the foundation of a successful garden. Start planting lettuce, spinach, radishes, onions, and peas, and other cool season vegetables. Prune and trim, cutting back shrubs and trees and trimming perennials and ornamental grasses. Mulch for moisture and weed control by applying a 2 to 3 inch layer of organic mulch, chips, or straw. Water wisely. Water early in the morning and consider a drip irrigation system that reduces evaporation and prevents fungus disease. And lastly, enjoy all there is about gardening. Take the time to work with family members and friends and expect to learn something new. In my extension news, Teach and Taste is set for this Wednesday night, April 9th, starting at 6:30, right here at the extension office. Click on the link on our Facebook page or call the office to reserve your spot and learn a new recipe during this month's Teach and Taste. The McPherson County Farmers Market is making plans for this year's Farmers Market. We are looking for vendors to sell their fresh produce, cut flowers, homemade jellies, baked goods, small crafts, anything homemade or homegrown. The dates of the market will be every Saturday and they'll run through the end of May till October. If interested in being a weekly vendor, call the Extension office at 620-241-1523. And on our Extension calendar, plan now to attend the third annual Earth Day Plant Swap, sponsored by the local Master Gardeners and Friends. It will be on Saturday, April 26th, from 9 till 11 a.m. at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds, here at the Round Top Building. Also, the Master Gardeners and Friends will be hosting their April Educational Gardening Program on Wednesday, April 23rd, starting at 7 p.m. Note the change to the Wednesday night. This educational program is open to everyone, as we will have Drew Ricketts, the KSRE Wildlife Specialist, coming to give his presentation on animals in the garden, and it starts at 7 p.m. right here at the McPherson County office. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a safe and happy Monday.